From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Barcelona's urban police estimated that 750,000 people clogged one of Barcelona's main avenues Saturday to demand the release of separatist leaders held in prison for their roles in the region's banned drive to split from Spain. Catalonia's two main grassroots independence groups called the march under the slogan "Freedom for political prisoners" after their leaders were remanded into custody on charges of sedition last month. The protest was seen as a test to see how the pro-independence parties would fare in next month's regional elections. An opinion poll showed that they would win the largest share of the vote. Maya Bush reports on the joint U.S.-Russia statement on Syria issued Saturday that President Donald Trump says is going to save a tremendous number of lives.
The statement was first released by the Kremlin and says the two leaders confirmed the importance of de-escalation areas as an interim step to reduce violence in Syria. They agreed also to enforce ceasefire agreements and facilitate unhindered humanitarian access to set the conditions for the ultimate political solution to the conflict. They also agreed to keep open lines of communication between military professionals engaged in the fight against the Islamic State group. Maya Bush, VOA News.
President Trump is back on the defensive over Russian election meddling and is accusing Democrats of trying to sabotage U.S.-Russia relations. Speaking to reporters Saturday aboard Air Force One, Mr. Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin vehemently insisted once again that Moscow had not interfered in the 2016 U.S. election. However, multiple U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded that Moscow meddled in the 2016 election to help Trump win. This is VOA News.